Good evening. In the latest of India's language wars and what some suggest is a new low, the senior DMK leader and Rajya Sabha MP TKS Ilongovan is reported to have said that Hindi was a language of underdeveloped states. What's more, what will Hindi do? Hindi will make us Shudras, remarks which the BJP has hit out at. The BJP says the DMK stands exposed as a casteist party. Was this language really necessary? And doesn't it, in fact, make India's language divide even greater? Joining us now, Mr. Ilongovan himself of the DMK, Professor R. Srinivasan, the State General Secretary, also joins us at this stage of the Tamil Nadu BJP. Kasturi Shankar, the actor and activist with us, and Sumanth Raman, the commentator, and VA Pugarendi of the AIADMK, all joining us at this stage. Let's go straight across now. Mr. TKS Ilongovan, sir, thanks very much for being with us. Now, your remarks, what will Hindi do? Hindi will make us all Shudras. Why did you need to say this, sir?
Earlier, you know what the Tamil culture is. From the south of India has had a different culture. The culture is, as Thiruvalluvar said, all men are born equal. But the Manu Dharma says that the people are divided into four classes. That kind of a division is not there in Tamil Nadu. That was what I was telling. Because the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sutra class was not practiced in Tamil Nadu, south of Vindhyas. That is why Thiruvalluvar said all men are born equal. What I said was, after Sanskrit coming into Tamil Nadu, south of Vindhyas, this class difference had also come along with it. So I said that if Hindi, any language if entered, that will bring its culture also.
No, but sir, you said Hindi will make us all Shudras.
Yeah. If Hindi comes, then Manu Dharma will come along with it.
So it would convert people of
then
of
we
Tamil
will
Nadu
all backward
Shudras,
classes.
That is
why
an exceptionally
black?
Casteist remark.
My question is, no, it is not a casteist remark. A class. Shudra is not a caste. It is a class. You must understand.
The BJP
Manu,
says.
It is not a caste.
This is the DMK is an exceptionally casteist party, and these views reflect that. That statement of yours reflects that. How would you respond?
No. It is a class. Why are we backward class? Why are we scheduled caste? Who made us? God create us as scheduled caste and backward classes? Who did this? The religion
did this.
But
the implications of the
use
of the word Shudra are deeply offensive, sir. I mean, you're cherry picking class versus caste over here. But I think we are all aware of the implications of that word in our country.
No, it has its implications. Reservation,
why
did
you use it, sir?
Why reservation for OBCs and SCs, SCs?
Okay.
Because they were not given education.
Okay, let me bring in Professor Rama Srinivasan, State General Secretary.
What Manu Dharma says.
Of the Tamil Nadu, and perhaps they would be in a better position to answer this. Professor Srinivasan, the point being made by Mr. Ilongovan is that the use of the word Shudra doesn't imply caste, it implies caste, and therefore it shouldn't be seen to be as offensive as you are making it out to be. How would you respond?
As Sister Kasturi rightly told, it's not the DMK's new law. The persons who are thorough with the DMK's politics, it's not something surprise, because in Indian country, DMK is the more antagonizing party. They will oppose everything that is having Indian character. They are anti-God, they are anti-Hindu, they are anti-Hindi, they are anti-North, they are anti-Brahmin, they are anti-Sanskrit. Ultimately, they are anti-Indians. They don't accept Indian integration unconditionally. So it's not something new for us, but for national media, it is something new for you. I want to raise a small question to my friend, Mr. Ilongovan. If Hindi makes all Tamils as Shudras, now who are we, sir? Now you don't know Hindi and I don't know Hindi. Now who are we? Are we Brahmins? Are we Kshatriyas? Do you accept that remark? And all the leaders
to that.
Who are the proponents
respond
of
to
the
that.
Hindi...
Respond to that, Mr. Ilongovan.
Yeah, that is what I said. The Dravidian model is that to uplift the scheduled caste and OBCs by giving them reservation on par with the upper caste people. It has come away.
My question is very simple, sir. Now are we Brahmins? Are we Kshatriyas? You tell me.
No, because we can't become Brahmin.
We are not studying Hindi.
My reply,
I'll tell you. That we are all Brahmins in Tamil Nadu?
No.
You and me are Brahmins?
No. I accept your view, Mr. Srinivasan. I fully agree with you. We cannot become Brahmins because of Manudharma. That is what I mean. But the Manudharma
is outdated literature, sir. It might be relevant in one point of time in the history. Manudharma is Manusmriti, and BJP we strongly believe in Ambedkar Smriti, which is the written constitution by the Indian government. So we believe in Ambedkar Smriti.
You are right.
BJP is not the party which believes in Manusmriti. You
I
only
understand.
Always remember Manusmriti. We have totally.
Can I ask a question, sir?
No, Mr. Ilangovan. It is going on here.
Mr. Ilangovan, didn't you also ask, or didn't you also state that Hindi was a language of underdeveloped states? Again, why create this divide between states?
It's an issue
of language, right?
And there are cultural sensitivities.
But the moment you say this, sir, it sort of implies that one state is superior to the others. Again, people might find that offensive.
No, I'll tell you, I will explain. I have explained. See, you must have listened to my whole speech, but not taking one or two lines from my speech. I said that people speaking, Hindi-speaking states, they were not made to study English. That is the problem with them. They could not learn English because they were forced to learn only Hindi. That is the problem. They could not develop. Their development
is stopped because of only sticking onto Hindi. I've got a transcript of what you said. You said that Hindi was not the first language of developed states such as Bengal, Odisha, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karnataka, Maharashtra, and Gujarat.
Because
the underdeveloped states Madhya Pradesh, UP, Bihar, and Rajasthan, they speak Hindi. Again, why are you creating a divide between one state and the other?
I am taking from the record, from the government's record. The government says with the list of developed states, you see, I am picking up the data, I am not preparing the data. I picked up the data only from the Hindi was not the first language
of developed states. That sort of implies that Hindi is an inferior language. You may have a problem with Hindi being imposed in Tamil Nadu. But the moment, Mr. Ilangovan, you say that, you make these remarks, it seems to suggest that you believe it is inferior. How does that help us as a country? Shouldn't we be respecting all languages?
No. Now they say that UP is developing because a lot of funds is spent on UP. Because of the Prime Minister, elected from UP.
No, sir, you're not answering my question,
trying,
sir.
But there's some...
Respectfully, sir, you're not answering my question.
I am answering your question.
Okay.
I have spoken on the basis of data provided by the government, because all these non-Hindi speaking
states have English. And you've linked it to language.
With them. So English has... Definitely.
I see.
English has helped them to develop.
Okay, that's an important point. Let me get Mr. Srinivasan to respond to that. The point that English, when practiced or when taught and spoken, leads to a higher state of statewide development is what Mr. Ilangovan says his basic point was. Do you accept
that, or do you believe that by saying Hindi
is spoken in less developed states, he was trying to create a divide of some sort?
No, I don't agree with his point because except Tamil Nadu, all other states, they follow three language formula. Every other state in this country, they learn Hindi. So it will be only Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh are not only the Hindi states. And the development constraints in the northern states. For example, in Madhya Pradesh, in Bihar, in Chhattisgarh, even a small road project, it gets cleared after 2 or 5 years because everything is forest, reserve forest. Whereas in Tamil Nadu, in Kerala and Andhra, we don't have such constraints. So even for an EB line, electricity line, they have to wait for 10 years and 12 years because of the forest clearance, environmental clearance. So there are a lot of geographical constraints.
Okay, I want to go back to Kasturi Shankar.
And there are various disasters in the northern part of the country.
I want to go back to Kasturi Shankar. Because, Kasturi, we've been discussing this now. This is the third time that we've discussed this in maybe the last 3 or 4 months. And all along, there has been a sense that it's unfair for any one language to be imposed on Tamil Nadu on the basis of the deep cultural and linguistic sensitivities which exist in Tamil Nadu. But the moment one starts stating, and political leaders start stating, that one language is superior to the other, or if you speak one language, then you are one kind of a person, then we are hurting all of us, right? It's no longer about Tamil Nadu's cultural sensitivities. We don't want to look down on any other language. Isn't that problematic?
I have been on your channel opposing Hindi imposition at least three times before. Right. And I agree with Mr. Elangovan that Hindi in the place of English has to an extent impacted the development of states. I agree with that. It is actual factual data, but this is not the way to express it. When one DMK leader, senior leader, goes out and says, Hindi is only useful for Panipuri Walas in Tamil Nadu, and then this person who is a sitting MP, and I know him very well, I respect him very well, vanakkam sir, irundhalum solitha agano. You know, when you come out and bring out a Sudra angle to it, sir, I have Brahmin blood in me and I have Sudra blood in me. I am a product of a very proud mixed lineage. And I would like to tell you, I'm a very proud Sudra. What is wrong with being a Sudra? To say that you will all become Sudras.
Mr. Elangovan, would you like to apologize for those remarks, sir? Because you've offended people, including one person on this program.
No, I have not offended anybody. What the rebellion movement was working for is against Manudharma. Even SP, Samajwadi party, every party works against Manudharma. What I said was, when a language enters, it will bring the culture. It will bring the culture along with it. I know what had happened in Tamil Nadu. I can quote it, but there is no time now. I can quote what had happened to the Dalits and the non-Brahmins.
You myself stayed and said it, sir. Nobody ever brought up the question of who is lower or who is higher until you go on stage and keep on perpetuating the myth that in Tamil Nadu, some people are lower than the others and DMK will recognize some people as higher and some people as lower. This is every time somebody goes on stage, you're saying Panipuri Walas, you're saying Shudras, you're saying Brahmins have to be are the cause of everything. Everywhere, caste angle or class angle.
I have never spoken against Brahmins. I have never spoken against Brahmins. I have spoken only against Manudharma.
Okay,
Manu
one
Dharma.
Moment. Let me bring in V.A. Pugadendi as well, AIA DMK leader. Thank you very much for being with us. The issue of language is one where the DMK and the AIA DMK have had a similar position, where the Tamil language and culture needs to be protected. Imposition is out of the question. Do you believe that remarks like this by Mr. Elangovan, even though he's from your rival political party, actually hurt your cause as well?
Good evening to NTTV. The senior leader Elangovan is very much correct that Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, the higher caste people were divided and based on this, the four classes divided and dominated. It has happened in Tamil Nadu, are you believe or not? Cannot be able to walk on the road. That is higher people in the road. That road call higher people's name. That ordinary scheduled caste people cannot enter over there. That drinking water. Minimum you have to go one and a half kilometer to go. These people cannot wear the shirt. Cannot wear the chappals. These things has happened. That EVR Periyar. And the Periyar fought with this. The Periyar after Anna came to power. Everything we
no,
brought
but does
back
that justify the use
stage
of the word Sudra,
sir? Because Periyar was not a Tamilian and he fought against the Tamil Nadu practice of all the casteism that Mr. Pugadendi is talking about. Now are we against Tamils also?
What is language have to do with Tamil? What is this going on in the country? You want to split the country or what? then you are talking about the Muslim.
No, no, but that's exactly the point. We don't want to split the country. We want to respect each other's religion.
What is, see, one, the one thing, that is the time, those time, that is a Madras regime. The, all the four languages under comes Chennai or not. That is, that was the time or not, you tell me. Now you are talking about Periyar is Kennedy.
No, no, but...
What is the wrong?
Okay, one second, Mr. Hiram Govan. I want to. All right, one minute, Mr. Pugayandi. Mr. Pugayandi, 1 second, sir. I want to. I just want to go back to Mr. Hiram Govan, sir. One second. Just one second. Mr. Hiram Govan, you know, there was another remark which was made by one of your leaders earlier on. Your education minister last month said Hindi speakers are Pani Puri sellers. Again, why bring down people like
this? No, he did not speak. See, he was misinterpreted. What he said was, when somebody said that only without, if studying Hindi, you can get job. He said, what job Hindi-speaking people are getting here? See, that was a different case. It was a lighter moment. No.
I am not that. You can't make a lighter moment and say that Hindi-speakers are Pani Puri sellers. Again, the implication is clear.
No.
Those who speak Hindi are somehow economically or otherwise subjugated or at a lower level.
They are well off. I am telling only that small section of people who have gone.
So, Mr. Hiram Govan, no regrets for these remarks.
That was what he had meant. No. I am not for it. I cannot reply for his comment. One thing.
Okay. Secondly, do you have any regrets for your own comments?
When English came, I'll tell you an example. When English came, after the Britishers came here, we started wearing coat and suit. We started wearing tie. Before that, that culture was not here. So when a language enters, it will bring the culture also into the land. That will spoil what we had already faced. From all men are born equal.
No, sir, I'm not disputing that, sir. And I understand your linguistic sensitivities.
Yeah.
As a Bengali, I value my own language.
It is not the linguistic sensitivity. I'm talking of the lifestyle of the Tamils.
Can I ask you, sir, of the culture of Tamils. Sir, where the moment you as a Rajya Sabha MP and a respected, very senior party leader, across all parties, you're one of our most senior politicians, you make remarks, what will Hindi do? Hindi will make us all Shudras. Or you say that underdeveloped states, they speak Hindi. My final question to you, do you apologize for these remarks, sir? Because it creates differences.
What is there?
I made my speech based on data. No, you've explained your remarks.
You deny that if you... See. It should not hurt people.
Professor Srinivasan,
when I speak on based on data, why should it hurt people?
All right. Professor Srinivasan,
why should it hurt people?
Mr. Hiram Govan will not withdraw his remarks.
No.
He says it's based
on
data and facts.
I strongly condemn the DMK's position in this. Actually, not only Mr. Hiram Govan, senior DMK leaders would have condemned this type of statements. It is insulting a working class community, terming them as Shudras. And the other thing is, it is a great insult on the North Indian states. DMK is a party known for raising the state autonomy issue, Manila Suyachi. But at the same time, they are insulting their brother states in this country, sister states in this country. I want to bring it to your notice that a couple of months back, when our finance minister from Tamil Nadu, he attended the GST council meeting, and he was telling all the states should not be given the equal voting rights.
But Professor Srinivasan, isn't it strange that on the one hand you condemn the remarks and yet the AIADMK doesn't seem to, at least on this program, condemn the remarks made by Mr. Hiram Govan?
No, I don't agree with Mr. Pugalendi because he shifts this whole argument to a different direction. And I want to raise a question to Mr. Pugalendi. Mr. Pugalendi, can you cite any single incident in Tamil Nadu or a single caste riots in Tamil Nadu where Brahmins were instrumental for the triggering the caste riots?
All right, Mr. Pugalendi, please answer that, sir. Last word to you.
I am not a Brahmin. I am not a Brahmin, but I want to raise a question.
No. You are not a Brahmin.
Are Brahmins the reason for a single caste riot in Tamil Nadu?
Okay, one sec. Mr. Pugalendi, 30 seconds, please answer that question.
Allow me to give the reply. Those who are all dominated that time, then divided. That is the problem. That was the problem I mentioned. Now I am asking, you are Madurai. You are native of Madurai. The reason is
the ideology that you talk of is continuously dividing people.
All right, look, we'll have to leave it. We'll have to leave it over there. The language issue is one issue. The issue of the culture of our various states another. But do we necessarily need to look down at people in another part of the country, different states, name those states? Do we have to look down at Hindi or, for that matter, any other language? Unanswered questions over there. Lots of comments have come in. On Koo, Manohar Mahato writes, why are our own political leaders trying to divide India? Yashvi says, is it right to point out specific language communities and call them low in status? I think those were some of the questions we've been trying to raise as well.